Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
And as always at this time, the wonderful showbiz Shannon comes in with all the celebrity gossip. Shannon, good morning. What are you starting us off on this morning?
Oh, guys, it's a great day as Lewis Capaldi is back, baby. And after 2 years away from the spotlight, Lewis has released a brand new track called Survive.
Shannon, is it kind of terrifying for him? Because obviously this is the first release, it's 2 years, there's lots of rumour mill because he's releasing at the weekend at Glastonbury. Is there a possibility we might be seeing him there?
Well, as we know, Lewis has been very open and honest about his mental health struggles and that he suffers from Tourette's, which we all seen in that documentary, Lewis Capaldi, How I'm Feeling New. I know, it was so sad. His last performance was in 2023 at Glastonbury, and it was such an emotional performance. Fans literally had to carry him to the finish line because he couldn't get through it. Bless him. And fans are low-key hoping that he is going to make a surprise appearance at Glastonbury this weekend. So we don't know. Nothing is confirmed. Fingers crossed, but maybe it is a bit too soon for him. Maybe let him just have the single for now.
Do you know what? Let him go and enjoy Glastonbury. Speaking of which, there's some Irish representation over there this weekend, isn't there?
Oh my God, they are taking over this year. So if you're heading to the festival this weekend, take note because CMA takes the Pyramid stage on Friday. Kneecap takes the West Hall stage on Saturday. Patrol take the other stage on Sunday. The Riptide Movement take the acoustic stage on Sunday as well. The Coronas take the acoustic stage on Saturday. Inhaler, oh, we love a bit of Inhaler, take the other stage on Friday. And then my favourite of all time, The Script, take the Pyramid stage on Saturday.
Amazing.
That's great for The Script to take the Pyramid stage because that's the big one, isn't it?
That is the mama one, absolutely. And they have such good songs. So yeah, if I was there, I'd be singing my heart out. I'd be singing every song.
Amazing. And you've got the latest scoop on Anna Wintour. Tell us.
Yes. So Anna Wintour, how we all know, she is the real life inspiration behind The Devil Wears Prada. She is officially stepping down as the editor-in-chief of American Vogue after 37 years.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know. It's mad. So yesterday she actually told employees that she is going to be on the lookout for a new head of editorial content. Are you going to apply, guys?
You know what? I might throw my name in the hat. What I'm laughing about it is, in one of the statements I read, she'll continue her role as Condé Nast's Global Chief Content Officer. And basically, the new director, our editorial director of Vogue, will have to answer to her. So she's still the head. She's still the head in charge.
Yeah, and she's still going to be like in charge of all the international brands as well, like Vanity Fair, GQ, Glamour, Allure, all of them. So she's going, but she's not going.
Oh yeah, you can't keep a good woman down. Just like you, Showbiz Shannon, thank you so much for keeping all the gossip going.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Our next guest has his hands full. Brendan Walsh is a longtime keeper here at Dublin Zoo, working in the African Plains section. But this week, he's also swapping lions for life-size dinosaurs as part of the Jurassic Trail takeover. And he's here to talk to us all about it. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning.
An exciting morning for you.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, talking about dinosaurs, it's a nice way to earn a living.
Well, listen, you do work closely with some of the zoo's kind of biggest residents. Tell us what a typical morning would be like for you over in the African Plains.
Yeah, well, the very first thing we do is we have a morning brief. So all the animal staff come together, talk about where we're at, what's going on the day before, what we need to do today. Then we go to our sections and look at all our animals to make sure they're all alive and well, because of course they're not going to tell us that they're not feeling well. So we need to look at their body language, see their appetite is good, and of course virtually every morning they're all well. If they're not, of course we get in touch with our vets. And then basically it's a case of making sure they're secure. If we need to clean areas, we'll clean areas. You need to feed them, we feed them. So usually the first 2 hours of the day, that's what the day involves, checking all your animals and cleaning and feeding.
Brilliant. And what are some of the personalities you deal with on the animal side? Just spill the tea. Tell us the gossip here. Are there any divas among the gorillas?
The way that you know that, of course, there are personalities. So some people might think animals don't have personalities.
Yeah,
of course
right.
They do. And I always say, if you think animals don't have personalities, you've never had a pet. So like every animal like ourselves has a personality. One of the animals I think has the biggest personality would be Kambiri, the Western Lowland Gorilla. She's a female. She was born here back in 2011, and she's very confident, very, I suppose, matriarchal. She's a big, strong animal as well. Some of the other females are like only two-thirds our size, and she will often look out for them. But I remember like her mother lived here for quite a few years as well. She lives in a different zoo now, and it's amazing to see the similarity personalities, how the personality seems to have gone through in the genes. Very confident.
Well, from a gorilla diva to these massive dinosaurs that are here, we are just at the entrance of the Jurassic Trail. How do kids react when they see these animatronic dinosaurs?
Well, I think there's the right balance of excitement and not be too scary either.
Yeah.
Because obviously we don't want to be scared of people, but you know, there's enough adventure there to give maybe the odd person a little spook, but overall, of course, it's quite friendly. But I mean, we're standing underneath the Brachiosaurus here. It's about, what, 6 metres above our head.
Huge.
And I just love this because it gets young people, adults, interested in dinosaurs, interested in nature, interested in science. Mm. And of course, a huge amount of science is used to learn about these animals.
And the great thing is there's actually like facts and stuff all around the Jurassic Trail to find out, like you said, all the different bits that are the dinosaurs are attached to.
Absolutely. Like, there's bite-sized information along the way, little signs telling you what animal it is, and then how they in some ways might compare it to the animals of today. And then there's interesting facts as well about the fact that, you know, for example, you know, do you know that not all dinosaurs are extinct? There's still some dinosaurs living with us today, and we have them here in the zoo. Do you know what they might be?
What?
Birds.
Oh.
Yeah. So birds are actually dinosaurs. It's up to maybe 10 years ago, was thought they were descended from dinosaurs, and they are.
Yeah.
But now we know, because of genetic studies, that they actually are dinosaurs.
Wow.
So there's things that, you know, are hopefully one of the things you might learn when you come to the zoo.
And have any of the real animals reacted to the dinosaurs, or are they totally unfazed?
Well, it's a very important question. So we actually have a behaviour and welfare scientist, Lucy Rutherford, and she and our team assessed all the animals while the work was going on, while it was being put in place, when it was after it started, and then continuing on up to now. So in case animals were bothered, we certainly didn't think they would be bothered. You know, when you think about these animals, say for example the chimpanzees, they'd have to contend with leopards in the wild, giraffes would have to contend with, you know, other predators. So I was confident they wouldn't be bothered, and they certainly don't seem to have been bothered.
Brendan, last question very quickly, what's your favourite animal at Dublin Zoo?
My favourite animal is definitely the Western Lowland Gorilla.
Amazing.
I love gorillas. Their interactions you can have with them, the bond you can gain with them, I've worked them on and off over the last 20 years, and yeah, love them the best. They're brilliant.
Absolutely amazing. Brendan Walsh, thank you so much for chatting to us on 98FM. Next, we're chatting to the driving force behind the fun this week at Dublin Zoo. Roisin Healy, is the marketing manager here, and she's been hard at work bringing dinosaurs, conversation and education together for the spectacular Jurassic Trail. Roisin joins us now to tell us more. Roisin, it is, first of all, from first hand, it is spectacular.
It's amazing.
What can people expect when they come to visit the zoo this week?
So yeah, thanks a million. It is absolutely a sight of wonder here at the zoo this week. So we already have over 40 amazing life-size animatronic dinosaurs here at Dublin Zoo, our 400 plus animals. And then we also have our Jurassic Trail takeover, which has a whole raft of extra dino-themed surprises for visitors.
Amazing. And how long did it take to plan something like this? Because as you said, 40 of these, they're huge. Did anything wild happen along the way?
So yeah, it takes a long time, as you can imagine, to plan something like this. You could say it's kind of years in the making since the first exhibition that Dublin Zoo had in 1993, which was Dinos Live. Some listeners might remember if it was their first visit to the dinosaur exhibition at Dublin Zoo. But it takes a couple of years to plan and put something like this together. And then in the lead up to it as well, there was lots of exciting events. But I think probably the most interesting events for us were seeing our dinos being shipped, you know, across the Atlantic Ocean to us from Dinodon Inc. and being unloaded here, yeah, from the States, and getting unloaded here in the Phoenix Park. So any lucky passersby who were driving to work saw, you know, parts of dinosaurs up to 65 feet high being unloaded off a truck. So I think they were kind of doing double takes to wonder what they were really seeing, you know, being unloaded into Dublin Zoo.
It would have been like an actual scene from a Jurassic Park film, maybe.
It definitely looked like there were some prehistoric creatures who had escaped and were about to embark upon the Phoenix Park for some trouble.
And listen, you've got daytime events, you've got nighttime events. What's different kind of between the two experiences? But you were saying you're pretty sold out on those, some of those.
That's it, exactly. So not to get people's hopes up too much, but we have a range of activities happening here for the Jurassic Trail Takeover. So we have ticketed events that are happening, after hours events that visitors are coming to explore the zoo after hours and have a talk with Dino, Don, Lessem and a panel of experts around, it's a theme around when science meets science fiction. So that's kind of one for the big kids, the grown-ups as we call them. And then there's a series of ticketed family events, which is the Warsome Adventures with Dino, Don, the creator of our amazing dinosaurs here at the Jurassic Trail Experience. But then don't worry if you haven't gotten a ticket, we have a whole host of dino activities that are included in your day entry to Dublin Zoo this weekend. So come along, and there's going to be a lot of surprises along the way. So,
and lastly, if someone's never been to the zoo, why is this the week to visit?
There's going to be just some unmissable surprises. I can't reveal them all, but if there's some fans here who maybe met a chap called Ranger Dan in the past, he's going to be returning for the weekend. So across Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be some roarsome creatures and Ranger Dan roaming Dublin Zoo. So along with our 40 dinosaurs and our 400 animals, this is really an unmissable week.
Roisin Healy, Marketing Manager here at Dublin Zoo. Thank you so much for chatting to
us.
Best of luck.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.